It's a complete dispersion. All the registered cattle are selling, and I guarantee y'all have heard of this outfit. Plus, your chance to score more Ranch It Up gear. So, crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you goes out to our partners for today's episode, Clear Springs Cattle Company, bringing us the Bread for Balance sale, Pharmatan by Imogene Ingredients, LivestockMarket.com, Moose Creek Red Angus, RanchChannel.com, Westway Feed Products, Wrangler, and this fine radio station. Cow Country News, you know, the cow stuff.
President Donald Trump has ordered the creation of new food supply chain security task forces to investigate possible anti-competitive behavior in the nation's food industry, including major meat processors. The move came Saturday through an executive order. It directs both the Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission to form separate task forces, each charged with taking all necessary and appropriate actions to look into the food supply chain. That includes examining whether foreign ownership in food-related industries is driving up grocery prices or posing a national or economic security risk. In the order, Trump said anti-competitive behavior, especially by companies under foreign control, threatens the stability and affordability of America's food supply. He pointed to past settlements in which some companies paid millions to resolve price-fixing allegations. The administration, he said, intends to determine whether such practices are raising the cost of living for Americans and whether they pose any security concerns. The president also said that if Attorney General Pam Bondi uncovers criminal collusion, the Justice Department could pursue criminal charges, including convening grand juries. The task forces are required to provide their first updates to Congress within 180 days and again within the first year of the investigation. This executive order follows Trump's earlier directive for the DOJ to immediately investigate alleged collusion and price manipulation among U.S. meatpackers. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins and Attorney General Bondi voiced support for the effort, even as reports surfaced that a previous DOJ probe into beef packer concentration, launched in 2020, ended without charges. According to the Wall Street Journal, Rollins, along with Trade Advisor Peter Navarro and Homeland Security Advisor Stephen Miller, have recently met with Trump to discuss rising beef prices.
And that is a wrap for the news. Coming up after the break, legendary Red Angus breeder Moose Creek Red Angus decides all 1,000 head of registered Red Angus cattle are finding new homes, the complete dispersal, and reasons why. You're listening to the Ranch It Up Radio Show, and we'll be right back. You can call it a dispersion if you want. We're calling it a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. For over five decades, the Moose Creek Red Angus cow herd has done what few ever do, and that's quietly shape a program that stood the test of time. And now is your chance to build that legacy. The Moose Creek Red Angus Dispersal Sale, December 22nd and 23rd at the ranch, Kisby, Saskatchewan, Canada. Selling 1,000 head of elite purebred Red Angus cattle. All sale information available at MooseCreekRedAngus.com and RanchChannel.com. This isn't just a sale, it's an opportunity, a chance to bring home the kind of cattle that built a legacy.
RanchChannel.com. I'll give you just a few seconds to head there on your phone. RanchChannel.com. Your farm and ranch network on demand. Bull sales, Western events, product information. Right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com. Y'all are loving it now, aren't you?
Are you looking for the best way to raise healthy, productive beef? Look no further than Westway Feed Products. Westway's liquid supplements support increased forage utilization, efficiency, convenience, and sustainability. With Westway Feed, scientifically formulated liquid feed, your cattle will gain weight faster and stay healthier, ensuring you get the best return on your investment. Visit westwayfeed.com or call 800-800-7517 to learn more. Westway Feed Products, raising the bar in beef production. One supplement at a time. Crew, you've got to tune to the Ranch It Up Radio Show, the most information packed into a 30-minute program that you can find. It's your all things ranching newscast. And so glad to be hanging out with y'all. Questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, rants, it doesn't matter. You can call or text. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420, 707-RANCH-20. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com and prowling around social media at ranchitupshow. Now, many producers are making changes to the operations. Advancements perhaps in management genetics, maybe changing calving dates and marketing times, vaccinations, or how about stopping altogether, but for the absolute right reasons. For those of you that follow the Red Angus breed, and for many that do not, are familiar with and have heard of Moose Creek Red Angus from Kisby, Saskatchewan. For over 50 years, Moose Creek Red Angus has been a leader in the Red Angus seed stock business, marketing cattle and genetics all over the world. Now that is coming to an end. Moose Creek Red Angus is hosting their complete dispersal sale December 22nd and 23rd in Kisby, Saskatchewan. Over 1,000 head of Red Angus cattle are selling. Bred cows, bred heifers, open heifers, bulls that were going to be sold in their spring sale, herd bulls, embryos, semen, literally emptying the whole registered inventory. Darren Ippolito from Moose Creek Red Angus joins us today, sharing the reasons why. And this one, my friends, we're going to hear some extremely valuable lessons. And the timing is perfect on the eve of the holiday season. We're talking about a quality of life. Darren, thanks so much for pulling the truck over and visiting with us. I mean, literally, you're buzzing around getting ready for the sale. So, Darren, let's just get this one out of the way. Once it was made public of the complete dispersion, I would imagine you have been asked this question a million times already. Why? Why the dispersion when Moose Creek Red Angus is so incredibly successful?
Very valid question. I know a lot of people have inquired, and for the right reasons. When it first went live, people questioned health, questioned all kinds of other hard decisions that happened. And really, this one was as easy a decision as we could make it. I've got 18 parents. I've got a really young family. I've got a sister that doesn't farm full-time with us. There were just a lot of factors that went in there, and one of them really was that I wanted to spend some time with my kids. I just feel that that's such an important role. My kids are 8, 7, and 5. This is a really impressionable time of their lives. I haven't been home a lot up till now, and I just feel that if I'm going to make an impact in their lives for the rest of them, I need to be there right now. Kids are growing up. They're growing up fast. Everybody says that. You know, you wake up one day and you got a newborn, and you know, 2 afternoons later, you've got a teenager, and then they move out. Try to listen to good advice, especially from people who have experience. And this is the experience and advice they've been given me is cherish these moments with your kids.
So people follow it up with the next question, Darren, and that is, so what does the future hold? If this is a liquidation of everything with four legs other than the cat and the dog is on the sale on the 22nd and 23rd, then what is the future look like? Or what are you going to do when you get big, Darren?
I tried to be coy with it because I'm quite honest. Is that every ounce of our time and effort and consideration has just been going into the sale. So I figure that between Christmas and New Year, we'll have a little reflection time and we'll see where we go. We're not going to get out of the cattle business. We're not even going to get out of the cow business. We're just going to get out of the registered business. And I know some folks find that hard to believe because that's who our identity is. But I also said my identity is I want to be a parent. I want to be a father. I want to be a citizen. I want to do some other things that I think can make a difference in the cattle industry. And I've said this publicly. I wrote it in my foreword. This has been an amazing community and fraternity to grow up in. I grew up in front of all of my mentors. I would be 100% a hypocrite if I didn't support my children if they wanted to be part of it. But they need to want to be part of it. I see too often that it's mom and dad's dream. And I've been the luckiest human in the world. I got to live out my childhood dream for 30 years. Nobody gets to do that. And I got to do it. So I'm not going to saddle my kids with my childhood dream. I'm going to support theirs.
But I would imagine that this was a hard decision to come to when you had to visit with your folks, visit with your family, visit with your bride, even your kids at 8, 7, and 5. You had to still kind of visit with everybody, not something that has come lightly. So has this been a few years in discussion that it just kind of started as that little seed in the back of your mind, and then that itch got a little bit bigger and you scratched it a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more before you finally came up to make this decision?
This was a decision that was obviously a few years in the making. Lots of folks have said, well, geez, you're taking advantage of a marketplace. But honestly, we needed to have a lot of factors and a lot of pieces fall together to even come to this conclusion that we were going to do it in December of 25. You know, some of it had to do with taxation, and some of it had to do with a position of debt load, and some had to do with cash flow, and you know, all those important business decisions that come into play long before we got into the scope of, are the cattle ready? Are they bred ready? Is there enough feed in the country? What's optimism like? What's the market like? You know, when you deal with a size of an operation that's obviously as big as it is, people can tell by the inventory we're selling, it is a really hard business decision to make long before it's a hard emotional decision to make.
And you probably picked, in my opinion, a really good time to have said dispersion because of prices being what they are. That's just a smart business decision there in and of itself. And I know that there are other people that are looking at that same decision, because you said you can be a cowman and you can be in the cattle business a number of different ways. You're just choosing not to be in the registered side in terms of the production of producing said genetics. So there's even a number of ways that you can be in the registered business without actually growing the cattle and the genetics. So there are a number of people that are looking at the same type of decision, especially now with the prices that they are. So what kind of advice would you give to them? Because you've obviously gone through this with your family and you just got done saying that, you know, it was a harder business decision than an emotional decision. So what advice would you give those people that are looking at it and saying, okay, we're not going to sell the land, we're not maybe going to do that, but we're maybe going to liquidate the cows, we're looking at doing something different. What have you learned from making this decision that you can say, okay, guys, if you're thinking about doing this, here's my two cents on it?
Well, the first thing is your professional staff, you know, bankers, accountants, nutritionists, lawyers. Yeah, you've seen that. That's a big bill that lots of times you hate paying. But this is the time when they're underpaid. You go to them and you tell them what the game plan is, and they sit down with you, and you bring them all in the room together and you say, okay, here's my vision. How do we make this a real possibility? And then how do we protect ourselves from overtaxation, from other issues that come up when you start to liquidate? For 1,000 times, I've hated paying that bill. This is one of the few times where I looked at it and said, boy, that was a cheap bill.
Yeah, it pays to have those professionals on your side, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're there for you. You know, you don't always like their advice, but they're there for you. And it takes you a long time to learn that. Even your banker, you know, your banker wants your success. Sometimes they rein you in and you get frustrated with them, but ultimately they're there to help you achieve what you want. And so many people, you know, me included, it took a long time to learn that they're not your adversary. They're your advisor.
Whenever we think of a dispersion, Darren, right away our minds go to something negative. That's where we started, where people said, I asked you the question, why? And people said, well, is there health issues? Is there something going on? We automatically assume the negative to it. So let's talk about the positive side of this. How exciting is it that you've got over 1,000 head, 50 plus years in the business, dedication, Moose Creek Red Angus? If you don't know the outfit, you know the logo. Everybody has seen that everywhere. What an exciting opportunity to see other people take advantage of your genetics that you've spent a lifetime procuring. I mean, I think it's an extremely exciting, and it's got to make you very proud, because we darn well know there are going to be a number of customers who have maybe never purchased your genetics before that are going to be coming in and taking advantage of these. So it's got to be very exciting that that Moose Creek prefix is going to be going on in all of these other programs and making them successful.
Well, and exciting and overwhelming and scary. Like, there's a lot of emotions with that. One that I keep thinking to myself is that, you know, all those cold, long nights you're calving, or sleepy days you're driving down the road and you're plotting your next move, you're trying to buy your next herd bull, you're getting whacked in the face with a dirty tail AI and some cow at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you know, all of these events that you've done. And you've seen them, they all come together in this sale book. And, you know, it gets emotional. You think about saving that calf that day, you know, with a bag over its head, or how hard you worked to find the money to buy that herd bull. And 10 years later, his daughters are, every one of them's a big picture cow in the book. Those are the emotions that really string. And then, like you said, you get a call from somebody I've never heard of before, and they said, I've been watching your program for years. You know, I love the discipline and I love the direction. And you think, well, I didn't even know anybody was watching. I mean, the only people that were watching were my neighbors, and most of them were either pointing and laughing or shaking their head at me. So it's a fascination about, I say this to my kids and I say this to our customers, in a world where you can't hide anything, you better have nothing to hide. And we've been open, we're just an open book on how we run our program. And boy, it's pretty gratifying to hear these people say, I wish I could have found your program 10 years ago, 20 years ago. I wish when I started doing what I'm doing, there was an opportunity like there is this fall. You know, that's the emotional part of it, honestly.
Darren Ippolito with Moose Creek Red Angus, a tremendous story. Okay, here are the details. The 248-page catalog, along with the videos and sale details, is available at ranchchannel.com and moosecreekredangus.com. On Monday, December 22nd, the bred heifers, bull calf pairs, herd bulls, 2-year-old bulls, and semen sell. On Tuesday, December 23rd, the open heifer calves, heifer calf pairs, single lotted cows, and frozen genetics come on the block. The best of the best cattle marketing representatives from both sides of the border will be on site to assist with any bidding and buying decisions, and the sale will be broadcast live on Direct Livestock Marketing Systems, where you can view, bid, and buy online. Moose Creek Red Angus, the complete registered herd dispersal, December 22nd and 23rd, Kisby, Saskatchewan. Crew, it's break time here on the Ranch It Up Radio Show. When we come back, market recaps and more chances to get your hands on some Ranch It Up gear. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, I'm Chase Keller. A little about Farmertan products on my operation here. I feed Farmertan products year-round, have for 2 or 3 years now, and I have not had to treat a single calf for scours. Haven't lost a calf to scours. I believe fully in Farmatan products and helping my profitability on my operation.
For more information, go to farmatanusa.com.
Hey, Tigger and Beck. Hope everything's going well for you and your listeners. This is Travis Wolf here from Clear Springs Cattle Company, and we're gearing up for our 2026 Bred for Balance sale. Going to be February 13th this next year here in Starbuck, Minnesota. Join us on DV Auction or check out our website, breadforbalance.com, and follow myself, Travis Wolf, on Facebook to stay updated with all the latest lot information and catalog. Thanks. Have a great day.
That's the Clear Springs Cattle Company and their annual Bread for Balance sale, February 13th in Starbuck, Minnesota, home of Superior Simmental and Simangus Genetics.
If you're buying or selling cattle, make your first stop LivestockMarket.com. Bred cows, heifers, pairs, bulls, and frozen genetics, even feeder calves. You'll find them all at LivestockMarket.com. Livestock Market features private treaty sales, online auctions, and live production sale bidding. You'll also find horses, sheep, goats, and hay. Check out the free Livestock Market magazine wherever you pick up Tractor House and download the Livestock Market mobile app today.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. That time in the program, we check in with Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, recapping the markets from the previous week. So, Kirk, numbers-wise, what are we looking at? What's going on?
Well, good morning, Tigger, and all your listeners out there. As of Friday, December 5th, I'm sure you've been talking about the fire that caught hold in the cash market, specifically the feeder cash market. Man, alive, did it take off.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the futures market, we got January feeder futures at 338.97.5. That's up $23.65 on the week. The CME feeder index was up 24.97 at 343.73, which left the basis versus January futures at a positive $4.77.5. So the listeners out there might want to take note that after everything rallied up so strongly, futures pretty well represent where cash is. February live cattle closed the week at 227.37.5. That's up 9.55 on the week, with cash trading in the north at 220 to 222 early and some late 225 trades. The south did not have any reportable trades. That left the five-area weighted average up 10.68 at 220.02, and the basis versus February futures at a negative $7.23. Choice boxes were down $5.62 at 361.20. The weakness in boxes is definitely getting to be a little concerning on the demand side. Weekly slaughter was 660,000 head, a very large number. That was 102,000 above last week, but last week was shortened for the holidays, and 14,000 below the same week last year. Dress weights were up 1 pound at 893 pounds, very heavy weights. That's 24 pounds heavier than the same week last year. The higher dress weights and lower slaughter has left the yearly production number up 0.1% at 4.3% less than this week last year. To wrap this up, March corn closed the week at 445. That's down 2.75 on the week. We do have a USDA December production report that will be released this week. I think the market's kind of waiting for that as it has been consolidating in a sideways trade for a couple weeks now.
So before I say fare thee well, Kirk, we're getting ready to wrap up 2025, open up a new year. Any advice that we need to be thinking about kind of going towards the end of the year, other than some things like, okay, if you've got some tax consequences, maybe you need to talk to your tax professionals and put some away in an IRA or something like that. Are there some things that we should start kind of watching now, especially as we get ready to wrap up this year?
Well, I think I would start by saying I really don't understand this incredible rally in cash all the way back to actually new all-time ever highs, you know, feeders back to $4 in some of the barns. Futures has not represented that. As I mentioned above, you know, futures is actually where the index is. But if for some reason futures would rally up to those highs, I would be very inclined to lock down fall 2026 calf prices.
Wondering how to get the most bang for your buck out of your open heifers? Hey, hey, I'm Shay Warner, and I host the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast. I recently visited with John and Patty Tibelius about how they have adjusted their heifer marketing strategy over the years. Here is a portion of our conversation.
If there are other ranchers out there who aren't happy with how they're currently marketing their open heifers, what are some questions you think they should ask themselves?
Get a good nutritionist. Have some feedback on what are you putting into those cows? Are you giving them all the nutrients, all the health that those calves need to grow up and be a good mama? Are you giving them the best chance ever to keep them in the herd for 15 years? The next step, I'd say, talk to a rep. I'm not saying get away from the sale barn. We know of people that there's five small ranches, and they do the same vaccination program. They buy their bulls from the same place, and they sell all their calves together. which then gives you five times the amount of calves to combine and take to a sale barn. I think there's a lot of options out there.
Ready to tune in to the full conversation? Check out the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast on your favorite podcast player as soon as you're done listening to the Ranch It Up radio show.
Your chance to score some Ranch It Up gear before the holiday. Here was our question from last week. What livestock trailer manufacturer was the first to offer an all-aluminum trailer? And the second question, what trailer manufacturer was the first to introduce an all-aluminum gooseneck livestock trailer? The first trailer manufacturer to offer an all-aluminum trailer was Wilson, and the trailer manufacturer to first introduce an all-aluminum gooseneck livestock trailer was Featherlite. So congrats to Neil from Idaho. Neil, we have your sizes and have shipped your early Christmas present just a few days ago. Now your question for today and your chance at Ranch It Up gear. We will take the first correct answer. Call or text your answer to 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420, or email ranchitupshow@gmail.com. This one is going to be fast. Here we go. What does LRP stand for? Again, what does LRP stand for? We will take the first correct answer, and you will get yourself some Ranch It Up gear. Good luck.
And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks goes out to our crew, Darren Ippolito with Moose Creek Red Angus, Kirk Donsbach with StoneX Financial Incorporated, Shea Wanner with Casual Cattle Conversations, and the boss lady, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you to our partners for today's episode, Clear Springs Cattle Company, Pharmatan by Imogene Ingredients, LivestockMarket.com, Moose Creek Red Angus, RanchChannel.com, Westway Feed Products, Wrangler, and this fine radio station.
And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email, RanchItUpShow@gmail.com. You can call or text 24/7. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week, where it's always Tigger and Beck approved.
Stay ranchy and ranch it up.